I'm here.
So move. It's still not on. Your battery died.
We'll get you. We are going to get these hardwired things here quick.
Aye.
Yes, thank you. So, and apologies for sending these kind of on short notice, but one of the issues that we ran into in finalizing the court's project is access controls at the front of the courthouse. It's not ideal. The reason we didn't put it in the bid is because there were a number of different thoughts about how to handle that. But essentially, we'd like to copy what we've done at the Balcom House, which has worked out well for staff, which is card reader access so that staff and people who are badged can just get access without a staff member getting up and answering the door. And then also a video telecom system where visitors to the DA's office that don't have badge privilege can call into staff. And then they can answer the door. So just provides another layer of security and access. We do have a quote from Day Automation of $20,590.04. This would be a change order. It's over the amount I can approve. That's why it's coming to this committee. And we do have funds in the budget to take care of this.
So do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried.
Thank you. The DA furniture we're going to pull from the agenda. We do not have the updated quotes. Been working with the DA's office for a few months now. Chris and I went over and toured with Noel on Friday to look through, and there are some furniture needs. Some of it is configuration of staff where prior they weren't in a shared office, now they are. So we're talking about dividers, some L desks, and we do have some older desks for attorneys. And one of the things that we're seeing, and it's not unique to this department, not to belabor this issue, but with most people going to dual monitors, and some, if they have a riser, then if they have just a small desk, they now have no working desk space. So we're looking at some L-shaped desks. And there are funds, again, there's, well, about now $145,000 left in the project budget, but we'll come to you maybe a special meeting this month, maybe next month with that. We haven't gotten the finalized quotes from the DA's office on that yet. So I'd like to pull that. Next, the Serview building. We had carpet, but Eric and his crew have been able to do a great job getting quotes for the other things. A lot of kudos to Eric and Chris. They've been shepherding this through, and Judy has been working. We've had the state DMV rep on site and have been able to identify the issues that they need rectified. We've also met with Cheryl Crocker and Craig Pompolis from probation to make sure that the space is going to work for their staff as well. So we're not looking just at carpet. What I sent yesterday are quotes from Kelly Brothers for doors. DMV identified behind the counter, especially the counter is going to stay obviously for the tellers, but behind the counter, there's some additional security access that's needed for storing license plates and things like that. We have the vault for some things, but just kind of meeting their specifications. So we have the quotes from Kelly Brothers for that. We also have Davidson Furniture quotes for carpet. When we toured the facility, there's ceramic tile kind of in the lobby area, but there is carpets throughout the rest of the first floor there, or the main floor. And in some areas, the carpet's getting pretty worn. A couple areas look, I was concerned about trip and some of those things. So we'd like to go to carpet tile like we have here and others. And when no one's in there, we figured the better time, just get it done now. Yep. Let it last for a while. So those were attached as well. Eastern Security for panic alarms, and then smoke and CO2 detectors to be compliant. And then also day automation, again, to be able to have card access and security. So that the building is, you know, has the access controls that the rest. So altogether, we were looking at a little more than $47,000 worth of work, and all of purchasing has reviewed all of these, and we do have the contract mechanisms already in place to access them. So we don't need to do any bidding or procurement. Purchasing is already taking a look at it. So, but my proposal, like mentioned at finance, would be authorizing us to award these contracts, but also, or amendments to the contracts, but also not to exceed $60,000 instead of the 47, just in case we find something, you know, so that we don't have to wait a month to bring it back, you know. That'd give us a little bit of flexibility.
Do we have a motion for $60,000 to cover the Serview Credit Union maintenance?
Yeah, I'll make the motion. Where are we taking that out of?
Yes. Oh, thank you. So the historic building renovation project has $425,000 in it currently, and we don't have any projects on the horizon for it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Now, there are a couple items that with supply chain stuff, we want to get this going, but there are some 6-week kind of lead times on some of this stuff. So with this taken care of, we'll get everything moving. But, you know, kudos to everyone, because really you're not going to see much renovation in there. We're going to be able to pull this off. There's some walls, partition walls that Eric's crew is going to have to work on, but they can take care of that. So it'll be good.
When we do this type of carpet, do we get extras?
Yes.
For future replacement, for damage, or?
Yeah, we get a certain percentage of attic stack.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we tried.
That's the point of doing this type of stuff, so you can just pull out and replace.
We tried to match it to this is what we've run in pretty much all the places now to kind of standardize, but with lead times with that, we had to go with a different, but we'll get, like Eric said, some extra stock so that we can take care of them.
What was the answer? What was Eric's answer?
Eric said that yes, we do get additional stock, a small supply, so that if we need to replace carpet tiles, we have some to do that with.
So we should be out of the old courthouse.
On that, out with our kitchen floor. It was 6 months later, and it was a different color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you always get it up front with the main order.
So you got to
get it up front in the same run. Otherwise, it possibly could be a different color.
Absolutely. So yes, Mr. Malter, the plan is we're targeting May to be out of the courthouse, and in the interim, work on cleaning up the deed and getting ready.
Yeah, is there anything building wise we need to do to make that sellable?
Oh boy. a lot of pine saw, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I honestly think personally that someone who, unless they want to use it, I mean, there's a lot of nice millwork and things upstairs, but it's going to be the ones, I think 2 years ago, we took some folks through there. Some developers.
Yeah, and Jack Benjamin, right?
Yeah. We took Jack, and then when Betsy Hale was there, we took Betsy, and they were talking about it's pretty much a gut.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to market it or whatever, but I talked to David Vine, whose family redid the Corning War Memorial Library right down in front of it, and that's all ridiculously high-end apartments for Corning expats, basically. And I said that this is going to be coming for sale if your family's interested. And he says, please let me know.
Okay.
So yeah, I think there's going to be interest in it.
Location is great. Yeah. It's not great for our purposes, obviously, but it seemed like it's good that the Hornell Courthouse got turned over to what it is.
Yeah.
But I think location and all of those things are, it'll be good to get rid of, and it'll be a good project for the community.
Yeah, and good for the city too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do we own the land that sits on it?
So no, we the
we don't have a lot to
Well, we will have a building to sell. We own somehow the lot that's to the west, that park there, that slope park. Yeah. And the city owns the land that the building sits on. So we're going to clean up the deed.
Okay. So we actually own land on the bank.
Yep. Street.
Yeah. The bigger area.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
But we don't own the land the building sits on.
Nope.
But as Mike Hanna and the people in the real estate business, it's ripe for opportunity.
And I don't think the city wants to keep that either.
No, I've talked to the city manager and they've indicated full willingness to work with us to clean up the deed. So, because like Scott said, I mean, it's going to be a good project for everyone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and it puts it back on the tax rolls.
Yeah,
right.
Jack, I have a question. What will we do with the ATM machine at Serview? Would it stay?
They took that.
They did take it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just boarded up right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be something that we're going to have to figure out about how to clean up that front, because if you go into, it's like a door to nowhere.
It's an entranceway, yeah.
Yeah, it's an entranceway, so it's a door that goes into nothing.
Yeah.
So eventually clean that up, but our thought was get in the building and then we can clean that up when we go.
Right. Any other issues?
I just have one question. When we did this court renovation project, part of that was to put an addition on the veterans home up there. Did we ever do that?
That was never approved. We looked at it.
Oh, God, I thought we approved that.
I don't believe so.
I honestly don't remember that, John.
Where we ended was, if you folks wanted to look at that we were going to work with Eric and his crew. But no, I don't recall that being.
I thought we approved that.
Yeah, because LaBella's
part of the situation sitting out there. I remember the discussion sitting. I'll go back through my notes, but.
Yeah, well, I remember discussing it, but I don't believe it was ever included in the scope. We need to do
something with that building.
What's that?
We need to do something with that building. It's on two floors. It just that was the whole idea of adding an addition on, so it would all be on one floor.
Yeah, they've made it work. And now there's two folks. Anyone obviously with accessibility issues, they'd meet with them downstairs. So
the new Veterans Affairs officer was working for the post office, and part of his job was substitute in Perkinsville. And he says, "I remember your box 129."
So are we going to leave the number of personnel there at 2?
No, have given the director authorization to recruit for that other.
Okay.
For that other position. The other thing that I should mention, that we've had good conversations with all the candidates, but Mr. Smith, who is now the director, one of the things that they're going to do, and I think it might alleviate some of the issues for the building, is they're going to set regular satellite hours at either VFW or Legion posts to be able to meet with clients, and they have the technology that they need to be able to process claims in the field. Hmm. So they're actually going to do it in a more mobile fashion. Both of our employees in that office really want to push that issue. So, you know, that's might,
good.
Yeah. Yep. And we used to do that. Not sure why we got away, but we used to do that.
Can we have human services and health and education as one of the goals?
Sure. Absolutely. Goal? There you go.
All right. I thought so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We have a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Thank you.